USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin says cities and states should not be shut down again even if there is a second wave of coronavirus, citing the economic damages that would be involved. Wednesday, while speaking on Capitol Hill, Mnuchin also said, though he's not opposed to more stimulus funds.
I think we're going to seriously look at whether we want to do more direct money to stimulate the economy. But I think this is all going to be about getting people back to work. And we look forward to working with the entire Senate on this.
President Trump taking part in a roundtable discussion on reopening the economy in Texas. And your final numbers on Wall Street at the closing bell. The Dow lost more than 1,800 points, which was its worst day since March, amid fears of the coronavirus outbreak spikes all across the United States. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of nature changing the world, one life at a time.
I have seen a change in how I feel. I do feel better. I actually feel like doing stuff, if that makes any sense. It's just a better feeling just throughout my whole body.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
Some states are reporting spikes in COVID-19 cases. USA Radio Network's Wendy King has more on the story.
At least 16 states have seen increases in COVID-19 cases. Dr. Dean Bloomberg is an infectious disease expert at the University of California, Davis.
We might open up too far, too fast, and if that happens, we may need to adjust.
And the nationwide police brutality protests are raising fears of another wave of infections. The director of the Harvard Global Health Institute offered yet another sobering prediction that the U.S. could see another 100,000 coronavirus deaths by September.
Loser of the 2018 gubernatorial race in Georgia, Stacey Abrams, says she's not being vetted to be Joe Biden's running mate. The former Georgia state representative telling The Late Show with Stephen Colbert that I have said many times, if called, I will answer, but I have not received any calls. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
If you protest over the death of George Floyd, one of the main groups you'll be protesting alongside is a group called Black Lives Matter. Black Lives Matter is listing among their demands to abolish the police and juvenile jails, along with free college tuition. Celebrities have been donating millions of dollars to the group, as are some businesses. But where exactly is that money going? If you look on Black Lives Matter's donation page, the second contribution rule says your money will go to a group called Act Blue. Act Blue is an online central hub that processes money for Democratic candidates and causes all across the country. Act Blue is anticipating raising $3 billion for the 2020 election cycle. Much of that money will be used in an attempt to defeat President Trump and Republican candidates. House Minority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, says Americans should come together to honor the memory of George Floyd. The House Minority Leader also saying,
"This is a moment in time that people should work together to strive to solve the problem. This nation believes in the rule of law, that no one should be judged based upon the color of their skin, and nobody should be judged based upon the color of their uniform either. And that's what we should work together in principle to make sure at the end of the day, the thing that we've all believed is that we strive for a more perfect union."
McCarthy speaking there on Fox News. For more news, find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.